Well, the RPF command headquarters is already in place in Juba. The team is currently preparing for the incoming RPF Vanguard units, which are expected to be in place within the coming weeks. The specific time frame for the deployment is to be determined, but it is going ahead. Last week, the head of UN peacekeeping operations, Hervé Latsous, who was here, he announced the arrival of the first teams of the Regional Protection Force, or RPF. Some people are asking why its deployment is taking so long. Well, the government agreed to the full and unconditional deployment of the force. There have been a number of logistical and administrative delays to the deployment. First, there are a number of challenges obtaining suitable land in Juba to accommodate the additional 4,000 troops. And after a period of several months, the first plot of land next to UN House has been put aside for the partial location of the force, and it's currently being cleared for unexploded ordnance. The RPF will be comprised of Rwandan, Ethiopian, Nepalese, Bangladeshi and Pakistani troops. Some of your listeners may justifiably ask why countries from outside the region are being included in what is supposed to be a regional force. Well, the answer is because these troops will fill so-called capability gaps. These are gaps in provisions that could not be met by troop contributors in the region, such as specialised engineering capability. As so-called enablers, they will form part of the first vanguard of troops and provide engineering and medical capabilities necessary for the RPF's full deployment.